The Athlete's Tomb. At the corner of Via Pitagora and Via Crispi, there is a large chamber tomb excavated in two different phases, in 1917 and in 1921. This monument, known as the Tomba degli Atleti or the Athlete's Tomb, is the most important of all the funerary architecture of Taranto in the archaic period. End of the 6th century, beginning of the 5th century BC, and it is located in proximity to the main road axis of the ancient urban street network. The tomb has a quadrangular shape and was entirely built and paved with regular blocks of carpero, the local limestone. It has got its original cover made of large slabs and architraves in carpero, supported by two Doric columns, lined up in the center of the tomb. The space looks as if it is organized on the Andron model, the banqueting hall reserved for men in the archaic Greek house, with 7 sarcophaguses. One of them, not used, are placed like the beds of the banqueting men, the clinai, along the walls with the entrance not in line, in order to allow the placement of the beds. In the middle of the chamber there are copies of the rich grave goods, exhibited in the National Archaeological Museum of Taranto, that were found inside and outside the sarcophaguses. All the grave goods, just like the architecture of the tomb, refer to the representative aspects of the aristocratic culture of Taranto, athletics and banqueting. With regard to gymnastics and taking care of the body, a specific instrument was used, the strigil, a mental metallic instrument used to remove the oil with the pumice powder that the athlete smeared on his body before a competition, and the alabastron, an alabaster container for perfumed oils. A special place is reserved at the center of the funerary chamber of the Panathenaic amphora, a prize attributed to the winners of those games that characterize the feast in honor of the goddess Athena in Athens. Such amphorae contained oil from Attica, which had on the main side, using the technique of figures painted in black, Athena, fighter, on the other side of the image of a sport. The amphora in this funerary assemblage refers to one of the most important competitions, the chariot race. The panel on the left side of the entrance also illustrates other sports disciplines practiced at the time: discus and javelin throwing, wrestling, boxing, the pancratium, the long jump, and running. During the practice of the symposium, the consumption of wine together during the banquet, there were vases of amphorae used for the purpose of storing, drinking, and pouring wine. Craters, goblets, jugs, and pitchers. This extraordinary funerary monument, due to its size, setting and grave goods, is therefore clear proof of the high social class the people buried there belonged to, united in the life and in death by the same political, cultural, and ideological affinities.